Okay, Linda, now that we're ready to begin, what I'd like you to do is just take in a deep cleansing breath. Just fill up those lungs all the way. And just hold it for a slow, gentle count of five. And after that slow, gentle count of five, just exhale with a sigh. And again, deep cleansing breath in, all the way in. And hold it. And exhale. And last time, deep cleansing breath in, all the way in. Breathing in relaxation. And hold it. And exhale. Just beginning to relax more and more. And now, Linda, I'd like you to just take your attention to the very top of your head. And just allow all those muscles in the crown of your head and your scalp to relax more and more. Just imagine that you're standing in a warm, warm shower. And wherever that water lands, all those muscles just relax totally and completely. And that relaxation that's in your scalp and your head just continues to move on down your forehead. And just see all those lines just fade away. As you relax more and more, as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, and that relaxation that's in your forehead moves on down to your eyes, and your eyes get heavier and heavier as you go deeper and deeper and deeper relaxed. And that relaxation continues to move on down your cheek, wrap around your ears, and just continues to travel on down your jaw. And that relaxation just continues to ooze on down your neck and wrap around your neck like a warm, warm scarf. And just allow all that relaxation that's in your neck to just spread on down your shoulders. And your shoulders relax more and more with each and every exhale that you take. Your shoulders just relax more and more. And now that your head and your face and your neck and your shoulders are so very, very relaxed, and continuing to be more and more relaxed as you listen to the sound of my voice, I'd like you to just allow all that relaxation to continue to move on down your arms. And your arms get heavier and heavier and heavier as you go deeper, deeper, deeper sleep. And that relaxation in your arms moves on down your wrists, your hands, your fingers, feeling very, very comfortable and very, very relaxed. And now just take your attention to your legs and just use the power of your mind to relax those legs more and more. Legs relaxing more and more as you go deeper and deeper and deeper relaxed. Very deep, very comfortable, very relaxed. Sleep. And that relaxation that's in your legs moves on down your ankles, your feet, your toes, feeling very, very comfortable and very, very relaxed. And now that you're so comfortable and so relaxed. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. And absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I'd like you to just let your mind and your imagination drift. Feeling lazy, easy, and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house. A house like a stately home or country mansion. And you can feel the sun on your head and shoulders. Not too hot, just right. And there's a gentle breeze playing in your hair and your skin. It's just a wonderful day for relaxation. And as you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken botanical garden. A botanical garden where you sense peace, well-being, and comfort. Make that image really vivid in your mind. And in a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 down to 1. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 1, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down in this beautiful staircase. A step down toward this beautiful botanical garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to the number 1, you'll be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine. So let's begin our journey. 10. Take that first step down now, just relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry. Plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. Deeper and deeper. 7. Deeper and deeper. All the sounds around you relax you deeper. The sound of my voice relaxes you deeper. 6. Deeper still. Your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just letting go. Sleep. 4. Going deeper still. And regardless of how deep asleep you become, your unconscious mind is going to hear all of my suggestions. Even though my words may begin to just wash over and wash through your conscious mind, and that's okay. 3. Going deeper still, feeling very safe, very secure, very loved, and very, very protected. 2. Going even deeper now, down deeper down. 1. Way down. And just notice how good you feel. And as you lie there, you can just begin to concentrate on your breathing. The gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And as you pay attention to your breathing now, my voice will go with you as you relax. And you can just start counting backwards to yourself now from 300. And if you lose your count, just continue to count where you think you left off. Let's begin. 300. 299. 298. 297, 296, 295, 294. That's right. Counting backwards only as fast as you can begin to deeply relax the little muscles on the sides of your eyes, the little muscles on the sides of your mouth, comfortably aware of your chest, comfortably aware of your legs, comfortably aware of your feet, comfortably aware of your shoulders, relaxing your arms, your hands, and your fingers. And as you relax, my voice will go with you, and you may hear it different ways. And you don't even have to think about it. Just let the focus sink deeper and deeper towards your own inner peaceful stillness. And you can notice words, and you can notice noticing words, and you can notice noticing your body can relax, and your mind can relax, and your mind is becoming very sensitive to my suggestions that help you the most. And you'll respond exactly as I say. And all these suggestions are being received at a deep level of receptivity. And the reason why you'll respond exactly as I say is not because I say so, but simply because it truly is the power of your own mind for you to be a success. Now I want you to just picture and imagine yourself slender and attractive, standing on a scale, and notice that the dial on the scale is pointing to 171 pounds. Feel how joyous, ecstatic, and overwhelmingly happy that you feel as you realize that you can and will achieve your goal. Notice how healthy, vibrant, and alive you feel as you realize the full potential of your mind. And whenever you think of eating something that you're not supposed to eat, or eating at a time other than mealtime, picture yourself healthy and trim, and tell yourself that you do not want to eat this food, or that you do not want to eat at this time, because you want to get rid of the unnecessary weight, so that you can be slender, shapely, attractive, and healthy. Then let yourself feel the true, deep inner satisfaction, security, and confidence that you have, knowing that you can and will control the amount of food that you eat, and that in this way you will take control of your life. Now please don't worry or be anxious about losing weight. Worry and anxiety will not help you to lose weight. Just relax and tell yourself that you are now on a road that will lead to a new you, to a more attractive, healthier, more energetic, and more alive you. Just notice and feel an overwhelming sense of confidence and security rising up within you as you realize that you have taken control, taken charge of your life, and you will no longer allow yourself to be the victim of each tempting, fattening food that comes along. You will no longer allow yourself to be a victim of chocolate. So therefore, all desire for chocolate is gone, gone, gone for good. You're simply full of joy and happiness, and this is so. You have no desire for chocolate any longer. It's no longer a part of your present life. It's not part of your future. It's simply part of your past. Chocolate is one of those foods that you know is not good for you. And so you just easily and effectively make a decision to not even put it in your mouth. because you know if you do, that you're going to experience negative consequences that you don't like. And you know that if you start eating chocolate, that it's going to be damaging or disfiguring because it's going to cause cravings and it's going to cause you to gain weight. And instead, you just pass on the chocolate. All desire for chocolate is gone because you need your body to live and you owe your body respect and protection. So you simply stay away from those foods that you know are not good for you. Now, most people don't like to be told you can't or you shouldn't. And we don't like it much better when we say those things to ourselves. Have you ever noticed that when we tell ourselves, I can't eat that, that we often secretly want to rebel? But you'll be pleased to find that you can talk to yourself in other ways that are much more helpful. Instead of fighting or trying to deny an urge to eat or drink, you can admit it. But then realize something very, very important. Realize that cravings are very brief and will pass within a couple of minutes. Instead of thinking, I'm dying for chocolate, you can detach yourself from the urge to eat and say something like, I'm feeling an urge to eat. I wonder what this situation or feeling is that's triggering this desire. And you're going to realize it will pass in a moment. This craving is just a signal to let me know that I need to cope with this situation. It's interesting to realize how sometimes we deceive ourselves. Maybe you can recall saying to yourself when you're trying not to eat between meals, that's too hard. Of course it's hard, but what makes it too hard? Naturally, it's difficult to learn new habits, but you've done many, many difficult things before. Urges to eat will pass fairly quickly, so the only thing that makes it too hard is our irrational telling ourselves that it is. But as you reaffirm your commitment to respect and protect your body so that you can be slim and wear those tight-fitting shirts without bulges and feel really good about yourself and feel in control and have energy, looking good and feeling good, you will find that your eating behavior is just changing permanently. You know, maybe you can remember once when something was difficult and you said or thought to yourself, I can't stand it. Then you went and ate something tempting. We've all thought that before, but this is an irrational self-deception. And you don't want to stand under any misunderstandings. Of course we can stand it. And you can keep in mind that if you don't eat a certain food or at a certain moment, you are really not going to explode. When we choose not to eat something, we're not going to evaporate. For a few moments from time to time, it may not be entirely pleasant or easy, but we can stand it. There is no logical reason why life should always be perfectly comfortable, pleasant and easy. For every moment, you can handle a little brief discomfort. We all can. And when we master things that are not easy, we feel very good about ourselves. Remember, you don't have to have a certain food at some particular moment. You don't need it. Sometimes you want it, but you also want to be slender and you want to respect your body so that you can live. So you can admit that sometimes you want a fattening food and that it's not always entirely easy, but you can choose not to eat it and not to eat it right now. Or you can eat something that's much better for you, something that's going to allow you to achieve your weight loss goals. Now all these suggestions are going deep, deep, deep inside your mind and affecting your behavior at a deep, deep level, emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. You simply will not be hungry. The limited food intake can and will satisfy your hunger needs. You will eat slowly and enjoy the food that you're eating. You will eat slowly, chew your food slowly, and you will enjoy every mouthful. And you will have a full feeling in your stomach much, much sooner than usual. And you are aware of this full feeling in your stomach much sooner than usual. You will then discontinue to eat. You'll be relaxed and at ease, free from tension, tightness, stress, and strain, free from excessive hunger. Because of the power of your unconscious mind, you will want to lose this weight. And you can, and you will, tolerate this diet with minimal desire for food. And this is not just a diet. This is a new way of eating. And you'll be proud of every pound that you lose. And you will perceive yourself as becoming thinner, thinner, and more like you've wanted to be. You will not continue the habit pattern of overeating in which you've taken certain risks concerning your physical and psychological health. You will want to lose weight, and you can lose weight. Regardless of circumstances, you will maintain the proper eating to allow you to release this excess weight. Without fanfare or resentment, you simply will be relaxed and at ease, free from hunger and tension, free from tightness. The weight loss will be consistent and permanent. That's right. The weight loss will be consistent and permanent. Now all these suggestions continue to go deep, deep, deep inside your unconscious mind. And each and every time you listen to the sound of my voice, all these suggestions get stronger and stronger, reinforced, permanently reinforced. And because you have such a strong respect for your body, the one and only body that you're ever going to have in this lifetime, you are very, very self-motivated to go to the gym at least twice a week and work out an hour and 15 minutes each and every time, because you love what you're doing to your body when you're doing the cardiovascular and you're strengthening your muscles. You know that when you're working out at the gym, you are doing something wonderful to your body. And when you're working out at the gym, you can see that fat just burning off your body. You can see those muscles tight. And that makes you feel so motivated. Motivated to continue on and on and on and on, way after you've already achieved your goal. You'll continue to exercise at least twice a week at the gym, 1 hour and 15 minutes, because you want to continue to look slim and trim. You want to continue to feel energized. And you want to continue to feel fantastic. All desire for chocolate is gone, gone, gone for good. And you feel good about letting go of chocolate. It's had too much control over you for way too long. And you're done with it. You're over it. You're ready to take control. And the best way that you can take control is to just let the desire go far, far, far away from you. And you are so focused on eating low fat, high protein, high fiber foods. Lots and lots of fresh veggies. Each and every meal, most of your meals are full of veggies. And low fat protein is also acceptable. And high fiber foods. And of course, all those veggies have lots and lots of fiber. So eat small amounts of lean proteins. You eat lots and lots of fresh vegetables from nature. Gifts from nature that allow your body to run just so perfectly. and you also enjoy eating those high fiber foods because it's good for your body. You feel fuller quicker and for a longer period of time. And a high fiber diet also allows your digestive system to function at its peak performance, expediting those weight loss goals. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when I get to 3, you'll open your eyes and emerge from hypnosis, feeling absolutely fantastic, feeling refreshed, feeling relaxed, and feeling revitalized, knowing that you're going to listen to your CD each and every day for at least 30 days because you really, really want this change. That's right. 1, your awareness is coming back to your body now. You can feel the energy flowing through your arms, your hands, your legs, your feet, your toes. You're going to sleep very, very well when you desire to go to sleep at night, putting all the cares into a box until the next day. Tomorrow's not here yet. Today is already gone. 2, feeling fantastic, feeling refreshed, feeling revitalized, preparing to open your eyes. 3, eyes open, feeling fantastic.